welcome to episode number 32 of Girl Fights. My name is Nicole Tanner, and I am your host. Today, I'm joined by Christine Steimer.
Hello, how are you?
Dana Jungle Ward.
Hi.
And Lex Schubel.
Hi.
You guys out there are probably all wondering, who the hell is Lex Schubel? Do you want to talk a little bit about what it is that you do here at IGN?
I can. I don't know how well it'll go over. I'm actually a fairly new kind of kid here at IGN. I'm actually on the ad product side, so don't get angry at me when you see an interstitial. I apologize.
Yeah. So for the kids at home who don't know anything about websites, what does ad products do?
Basically, we're the people who put in all the pretty advertisements around the site. We create the opportunity for ads, and that helps us actually power our servers so we can keep bringing IGN.com to you every day.
For free.
For free.
Exactly. So don't hate on the ads. They are actually helping you with something.
They mean that we can get paid and write things for you.
Yes, exactly.
And we play games too.
Yes, yeah. So thanks for joining us today, Lex.
Thanks for having me.
You may have noticed the absence of Ms. Chobot and Ms. Sullivan. Megan's car broke down or something. I don't know. She sent me an email, said she was stuck at home without a car. So
well, it is raining like no tomorrow outside.
Yeah, so that's why she's not here. And Jess got pulled in to do some recording for some, I don't know.
Thing.
Something. She's recording something else at this time. So that's why she's not here today. Real quickly, before we get started, announcement for all you UK listeners. And I know that there are plenty because we get lots of email from you. IGN in the UK is running a really cool contest right now called Game Changer, where they're actually looking for potential writers and video presenters for the UK arm of IGN. So they want you to submit, if you want to be a video presenter, you submit a 30-second video of yourself talking about your favorite video game or movie, and if you want to do the writing, you have to submit 250 words max. Talking about your favorite game or movie.
And the max is key.
The max is key, yes. You also you have to be 18, sorry, if you're a teenager out there listening. And you have to be a current resident of the UK. And other than that...
And then we also have, for US and Canadian listeners, there is a MyAGN contest that kicks off tomorrow called the 12 Days of Gingerbread and Zombies. To get the holiday and gamer themes. And it's going to be this cool little game where it's basically an instant win sort of thing. You're pulling a slot machine to try and win. Giving away prizes 12 days in a row, and it's instant win stuff. And it's, you know, big games and movies and gear from this year. And the more people who play, the bigger the grand prize at the end that they give away is going to be.
Great.
So 12 days in a row starting tomorrow. Play every day, and you could win some free stuff instantly.
Back quickly to the Game Changer thing. I think they are really keen to get gals to submit stuff. So that's why they asked us to promote it on this podcast, I believe. If you're a UK gal and you like games, definitely go for it. And you can get all the details about that contest at gamechanger.ign.com. So now let's jump in, like we always do, with what we're playing. Christine, you want to start?
Sure. In my free time, I've been playing World of Warcraft.
Woohoo!
Yeah. And that's pretty much it. It has sort of taken over my life.
That's all WoW really does.
Yeah. Over the weekend, it was really gross outside. I wasn't feeling so hot, so I just stayed in and played all weekend.
Yeah.
But
well, cause you have three different characters
now
on
our made two less. I played over the weekend with one character up to 20. It was a troll shaman. Then I was like, oh, wait, I sort of don't really like this that much. So then I decided to start up a blood elf paladin. And now I went ahead and started a goblin hunter just to try it out. Try out the new race.
Changing it up a little bit.
And you didn't like the goblin starting area.
I did not, because there are vehicles that are really terrible there.
Okay.
It's so hard to control your car because there's such a massive delay on turning that it was just like you're just like flying all over the road, and I was like, oh good lord. And I was with somebody else and trying to follow them, but everybody else has a car too, so there's tons of these cars that all look the same, and I was getting lost. I couldn't figure out like where this guy was, and it was just getting really frustrating, and I was not keen on that. But
so you're gonna abandon your goblin?
I might just end up walking because Yeah, it'll take a little bit longer, but
it's a little weird that they have cars.
It's so weird. No, it's just
I know that they're smaller, but their legs can't be that much shorter. To make walking from place to place be weird.
Could have just made the hub world a little smaller, too.
Yeah.
Since you're short and have short legs.
But right.
Whatever. I don't know. I started playing as a hunter because I was curious about that class, but you have this little crab. As a goblin, you start out with a crab as a goblin. It's just so dorky. And at one point, like, you went around and you picked up a bunch of people to add to your posse. I don't know why they were there. They're just like characters to help you out, I guess. Uh-huh. And so I had such a big entourage that I didn't notice when my pet crab died.
Whoops.
And so eventually, like, the guy I was leveling with was like, "Oh, your crab died." I was like, "Oh. You did? Oops. When did that happen?" Like, could have been like 20 minutes ago. I have no idea. Wasn't paying attention to him, but it was fine. For work, I played Raving Rabbids. I reviewed that. It's fine for kids, I would think, but I mean, adults, they're really mediocre games that really only children will probably be like, "Oh my God, this is so great."
And they're just quick. It's just quick mini games.
Yeah, it's just a mini game compilation. It's not a linear adventure game like the last one was. Mm-hmm. So.
I will say I do like how those games, like the rabbits themselves, have such funny personality.
They're freaking adorable. That's another thing, though, that I put as like a word of caution to parents. I'm like, your kid is probably just going to sit there and like spam the belch or sing
belch
or whatever
button. Yeah.
And I mean, that's so annoying, but I mean I kept doing it too.
Yeah.
I was annoying myself. I don't know why, but that's sort of what I ended up doing, and I kept like smashing
it against
the wall.
Yeah, so if you couldn't stop doing it as a woman in her mid-20s,
yes, your kids will not stop doing it.
The 8-year-old boy.
And another thing that was strange was like, if you party up with people, so like if we were all to go jump in a game of rabbits right now, all of our characters would be tied together like with leashes.
It's toilet paper.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying like a leash on a kid is what I was saying.
Yeah.
So you can't, like, if people are trying to go in different directions, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So it was like, ooh, I get what they were trying to do, but that's going to be really frustrating.
Yeah.
Especially with kids.
I mean,
I want to play this game. No, I want to play this game. One.
Yeah. As long as there's cow checking, I'm solid.
There's not.
I'm out.
I mean, that's, you know, I was like, oh, I miss, you know, I used to play the cow racing and the cow throwing, but these ones are much more like, they have really stupid names too for the hub world. It's like Flyarium, where you fly around in a plane, or Shootarium, where you shoot things, or Bouncearium, where you bounce around.
Well, this is like my level of creativity in naming.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like what I did when I was 5 and I named my cats Orange and Blackie and Gray.
Yeah.
And,
you know. Like, yeah, we name our plants and they're all like,
it's plant.
Our bougainvillea is Bogey. And
But overall, it was pretty, like, the worlds are really cool. Like, if you go to the hub world for the Flyarium, as stupid as it sounds, you can just fly around and not go to any of the mini games. And the whole hub world itself is sort of just a mini game. And there's mini games hidden everywhere, like, in the world. So they did a pretty. It was all right.
Yeah.
I gave it a 7. It's good if you want kids, or you have kids, but...
Yeah.
Good if you want kids.
Because you'll be so bored with it that you'll just go to the bathroom. But, no.
Yeah.
So, that's what I've been playing mostly.
How about you, Dana?
I had to go back and do the PC and 360 create reviews, which, I mean, I still feel the same way about the game. Mm-hmm. It's a game without really much personality and a lot of frustrating tweaking. Or purpose, yeah. It's just like, well, and for something it's called create, for God's sake. It's like, you should be able to actually do stuff on the thing. And so, like, the fact that The Sims and Spore, like other EA games, have so much more creativity possibility for me, it's just,
anyway. It's a sticker book.
It's kind of a
what did you say?
It's a sticker book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I did that, but on my own, I've still been playing some Bejeweled 3, which is, if you like Bejeweled 3 is freaking awesome. Like, it's pretty impressive how one single mechanic, like, it's still, every mode is this switching 3, but the different modes switch it up enough that it's like, oh, entirely different. I mean, not entirely different, but
different
it's
interesting.
It really does keep it interesting, yeah. And I kind of burned out on Bejeweled. I still play Bejeweled Blitz, but like I burned out on Bejeweled as a whole.
I never liked regular Bejeweled.
Oh, okay.
But Bejeweled Blitz I love because there's like that incentive there
right.
to get a higher score than all your friends.
Right.
See, I'm totally opposite. I love Bejeweled. solid about it.
But Blitz, you don't like it?
Really?
Huh, interesting.
Blitz.
I could take it or leave it. Let me just put it that way.
Okay. So Zuma Blitz, you're not going to care about either?
Probably not so much.
Zuma Blitz is also fun.
Yes.
and that actually should be going live soon.
Yeah, there are about a billion people in the beta now. Right, so, exactly. I mean, if you haven't been invited to the beta, actually, I have 2 tickets left on my account.
Oh, okay.
So I will give them to the first people who message me on Facebook.
There you go.
So there you go.
So, but then the big thing that I've been playing.
Oh, and this is Nicole, by the way.
Yeah.
In case
every single one of us is going to get a Facebook.
Yeah. but then the bulk of my time has been spent playing World of Warcraft, which
you will not reply
awesome.
To my whispers.
I added your first character. First of all, I never, like, I'm just like kind of mentally block out chat because I ignore most people, and I had your original character that you created on the server. So we all started, there are a bunch of us at work who started new characters on a new server so we could all be in a guild together. So I'm starting from scratch, and I had the character name that you sent out to everyone else
troll
as my friend. I had your troll shaman on my friends list, but I kept looking down in the corner and I'm like, okay, no one from my friends list is logged on. So I just wasn't even looking. I didn't know that you had another one.
But it's pink or purple or something. I don't remember what
again,
color it is.
But... my brain just like, not even looking.
I'm like, oh, hey, Dana. Hi.
So
hi.
You have it on macro.
Yeah, exactly.
So I will say that, I mean, because I played WoW on and off for a few years and then have not really played it all in the last couple of years. And so going back in since the pre-Cataclysm, after the pre-Cataclysm patch and then with Cataclysm now, like, it's unbelievable what they've done just as far as streamlining all the quests. Like, it's you know, they get rid of all that bullcrap where you're having to go back and forth from, it's like, oh, I have to go over to this area and fight these things, and now I'm gonna run back to the quest giver, and then they're gonna give me another quest back in that same area, which was a bunch of the same stuff that I was already killing, and like, all that's gone. Like, all the fat is gone. And they're also like, there were some pretty cool like quest chains, like stuff that I think is just a little bit more interesting than it used to be. And I've always enjoyed WoW, but like, it's like, you Cataclysm, you're not just getting an expansion. I mean, you're getting kind of a whole new MMO. It's like a whole new.
Yeah.
It's really cool that they, instead of just like, okay, let's just tack some more on, that they went back and they redid everything. Yeah. I mean, that's why Blizzard is such an amazing company. It's really, really, really cool. So
the Blizzard part of Blizzard, just the
right.
Blizzard.
Yeah.
Part.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I did not say.
She did not say the A word.
So yeah, that's been taking up a lot of my time, and I'm playing a warrior because nobody else was playing a warrior.
Well, that's what Nick was like. We need
an undead
warrior, or you
that's
know, some
me.
More people that are doing melee. And I was a shaman at the time, and I ended up going up there anyway because I sort of wanted to attack up front, and I was like, I should just change my character.
Yeah.
This is not working.
Yeah. So last night I was totally going to do other stuff, and then I just didn't feel like doing it. I'm like, I just want to play WoW. And I was at level 11, and I'm almost level 20 now.
Nice.
So,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, in one night?
Yeah.
What?
How long did you play?
I was going to say, I played
that's
for like
intense.
5 hours.
There you go.
Yeah. But it wasn't, I mean, it was pretty.
Are you fine playing by yourself? I get bored sometimes.
It can be boring sometimes. It can
like
be
it's
boring.
Much more.
Yeah, I know. We just all need
else.
To get to a point where we can all
where
meet
we can
up.
All meet, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think there should be a designated like WoW hour at work.
Yeah, nice. That would be really nice. Except it would turn into all day.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe Tuesday.
Maybe
like,
it would be like the end of the day, like at 5 o'clock, you can start playing WoW.
Yeah. Oh, and I did want to say one other thing. I mean, Nicole, I know mentioned last week that the reason why I wasn't on is because my cat had just died, and several of you wrote very nice notes and said nice things. So I just wanted to do a public shout out. Thank you. It meant a lot.
Cool.
I read all of them, and even if I did not reply, it meant a lot. So, thank you all.
Awesome. Cool. What have you been playing, Lex?
I will follow that note. let's see here. I just had my birthday recently, so I got a couple games from some friends. Mm-hmm. I just finished Castlevania Lords of Shadow.
Mm-hmm. What'd you think?
I enjoyed it, actually. I have played every Castlevania prior to, because I am a Konami nerd. And So I knew it was supposed to be a reboot, and it's basically God of War with whips and a Belmont.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Sir Patrick Stewart, which all I'm going to say is Sir Patrick Stewart. Like, you should buy the game for that. There should be no other discussion needed for why do I need to buy Castlevania Lords of Shadow? Patrick Stewart. Oh, by the way, he's a sir. So it's like it was completely worth it. So I beat it actually in about 2 evenings after work.
Wow.
Yeah, I did the first player campaign, went through. I went back. I got some trophies, got all my stuff maxed out. I don't know if I'm actually going to go back through and do a 100% run. Sorry, 110% run. Mm-hmm. Just because there's other games out there, but it was highly enjoyable. Loved it. Good. Had a good time. I love God of War. Love Dante's Inferno. Love Castlevania. Slap them all together.
You loved Dante's Inferno? Oh,
I loved Dante's Inferno because I was an English major in college.
That's why we hated it.
That's why I loved it. I had to do classic lit.
I didn't love it or hate it. I thought it was fine.
No, I mean, I didn't. I should. And I'm should not going to
say
that.
I loved it. Like, I'm going to go back and replay it. No, I enjoyed it while I played it.
The game. I mean, the gameplay was fine.
Yes.
You know, I didn't like how they tried to be way too over the top in some of the things.
Oh, yes.
You know, like killing babies. Sorry, that's just not.
No, not really.
I didn't care about killing babies. I cared more about.
We know. You kill animals.
No, I was more grossed out by the Cleopatra thing with like her boobs
spitting
out the babies. Spitting out the babies. Yeah. And I was like.
I wish you had a I could skip this ring of hell for now and come back later if I so choose kind of moment. I had the same issue. Yeah, I was like.
Yeah.
It just felt like it was like that. It was just. Doing it purely for shock value, not because there was any.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, half of the game it had is. It in for pure shock
But
value.
I did hear vision. That they put a lot of work into the physics of Lucifer's ahem.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed.
Spoiler alert. That's at the end. It swings around.
Well, everybody reads Dante's Inferno, right? I mean, yes. In high school, right? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
When you kind of have that moment of, really?
Yeah.
Really? I was like, yeah.
I'm like, whoa. I just kind of want to finish the fight now. I'm good.
Yeah. Finish the
fight. It's okay. There's been enough boob physics over the years. It's about time.
That's
they
true.
Work on
it's, like, it's about time.
Yeah. Anyhow, that was a little bit of a tangent.
Anyway.
Is there anything else that you've been playing?
I've been playing WoW. Because I have to get my level 80 Belf up to 85 soon.
Sorry, right? What? Belf?
Belf, Blood Elf.
Oh, Blood Elf. I was like, what about it?
Yes. Those of us who are lazy and just like to smash stuff together. Yeah. I play Rogue, so I'm all about sneaking behind people.
Oh,
and,
see, Rogue is my main, so being a warrior, like, I'm used to, like, the awesome thing about
different.
Rogue, you're like, if you're soloing and you have to get in somewhere
you
to something,
just stealth and go.
I just stealth on in, and then I get to the thing, collect it, and then even
and
if I get mobbed, then I just resurrect
just
at the cemetery, and I'm like,
ass.
Sweet. Yeah, so not being able to do that is a really tough mental block.
I have a desire. I love Taurens. I'm just, I love Taurens. If you're a Tauren in my party, if you ever see me on my server, I will pet you. I just love a Tauren.
I
love
pet
you. Tickle, hug, pet, whatever. I get known. Okay. They're like, you're the friendly rogue. I'm like, well, yeah, whatever.
But you're furry. So,
that's exactly what it is. But you're furry and you're cute. So I have this desire to make a Tauren druid, and I want to name it Morningstar Farms.
Nice.
Just
well, now you just told people your name. They're going to go take it.
No, they're not, because you have to spell it a certain way.
Oh, okay.
Beauty of WoW.
Plus, they'd have to figure out what server you were on, I guess.
Hence, I have not said it.
Yeah.
Or what guild I'm in. So,
but, by the way, if you do want to play with Dana and I and a bunch of other
are we
IGN
doing?
Folks,
are we? I didn't know if we were making it open.
Yeah, we are. It's in the WoW review in
there
progress article. It's Lothar and we're Horde.
Yeah,
yes.
And you know,
and we're all doing different races.
Yeah,
too,
the guild is called Pockets Full of Magic.
Yeah, and I just happen never to be
awesome.
Online when they are there to invite me, so I'm still not in the guild.
I will invite you if I see you online.
I will pay attention to you tonight. I may be on tonight. I may not. I have to do the stuff that I didn't do last night.
Christmas cards. Yeah, I had to give up playing Uncharted 2 for a little while to do Christmas cards.
Yeah, we haven't done that yet.
Yeah,
that's yet another thing.
That should be a game in and of itself.
No.
Like, you should level up for spending $8 in stamps. I was like, seriously, my cards didn't even cost as much. Sorry to any of my family who just heard that. But
now I'm seeing one of the major benefits that I have of not celebrating Christmas.
Yeah.
So,
I just don't send Christmas cards.
So this is Nicole. What have I been playing? I've been playing more Epic Mickey. It is still somewhat frustrating in certain areas, but I am still liking it.
Okay.
I came across this really, really cool level called Mickey Junk Mountain, and it's this big thing that is just comprised of old Mickey Mouse toys, like real toys that you would have seen in the store. So there's like NES cartridges of the old Mickey games and lunchboxes and all kinds of stuff.
So, is it like Mount Trashmore, but with Mickey, Mickey Mouse toys?
Yeah, with old Mickey Mouse toys. Yeah. Yeah, so.
So is it just because of controls?
It's not really the controls. It's just he is very. It's very inconsistent when he will grab a ledge when you're jumping, and camera can get annoying. But it's pretty much under control. And there are some other just like little things. Like I was in an area that was like had this big platforming thing, and I'm like jump, 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 and I got to the end of the thing, and there was nothing at the end, and I'm like, what? You made me do all that and there's no reward, like
that's
nothing.
Not cool.
And like I'm trying to think that that is a bug because I can't imagine any game designer that would do that on purpose.
Like, ha ha ha, you think you're gonna, oh no, nothing
that's
there for you.
That's just terrible. That's
that'll teach you to jump on ledges.
Explore a game.
And the other really thing that's been happening in the game, which is really cute, is you come across all those really, really old cartoon characters, like the old black and white cows and everything, and you go to talk to them, and they're like, oh, Mickey, remember me? I was in such and such cartoon with you, in such and such cartoon. They read off this long list, and Mickey never remembers who they are. Mm-hmm. And then they...
What a jerk.
Yeah. And then they're like, yeah, I guess nobody watches those anymore. It's so sad.
Pet.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, it's pretty cool. What has been happening with me is I play it for about a couple hours, and then I get so frustrated at an area that I have to put it down. And
have you thrown a controller yet?
Not during this game. No.
Okay. in your lifetime, how many? No.
Yeah. And then what else have I been playing? Zuma Blitz, still lots of that, and Cityville.
I've been playing a little Cityville.
The stupidest game name ever.
Yes.
First of all.
Farmville? What? Sorry.
Cityville.
It's Cityville.
That's
yes.
really dumb.
But it is the best game Zynga has put out, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
They do keep improving. Yeah, they do actually improve. So anybody who's played Farmville and like, oh, Zynga, their games have gotten better.
Well, and if you do think about Mafia Wars came out less than 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's like, just think about how things have come from there. I'm not saying... Cityville's like, wow, this game is awesome.
Yeah.
But comparatively, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Compared to lots of other
stuff.
I'm
one of the people
Facebook
who has
too.
Never played Farmville.
I've never played Farmville.
I've never
actually.
Played that.
I maybe shouldn't say it. I've played a lot of Frontierville, though.
Yeah. Farmville's pretty different.
But
though.
I did love Mafia Wars.
I haven't played any. I have played Facebook games, but I've not actually played them for. Like, I haven't logged out and been like, I want to play this. It's been for work.
Well, I mean, that's why I will say Bejeweled Blitz I've logged on of my own volition to play. Yeah. And Zuma Blitz, I'm sure I will do the same.
Cityville, I've been doing that. It's got me hooked. I mean, I hate to admit it, but it does. How long it will have me hooked is the key question.
Yeah, Frontierville I did too, like 1 month, like binge. I did the first month, and then I went away for a while, and then I came back and played about another month.
Yeah.
I think I'm done with it.
And another Facebook game that I have been playing a little bit too is Asteroids.
Oh, yeah.
And for all of you out there that might be concerned, oh God, it's going to suck. No, it is Asteroids. It is real Asteroids on Facebook.
And it's Atari's first Facebook game.
It's Atari. Well, it's not their first Facebook
game. Oh, sorry,
It's their first original their property Facebook game. They did some license thing for kids.
Oh, okay.
But, it is only going to be the first of many old Atari properties that are going to be making way to Facebook. The VP of Consumer Experience or something like that is his name. Told me they've got more than 20 of their old school properties in development for Facebook. So it's like Lunar Lander and Tempest. And
I don't know if I can play Centipede without a trackball.
Yeah.
Something wrong with that.
Yeah. So if you're anti Facebook game, you should go play Asteroids, and that will probably change your tune.
All right,
and
I will be doing that
when it comes out.
Yeah, and I mean it'll be interesting to see if some of the other old school guys like Activision or Konami start to follow in Atari's footsteps and bring their old stuff back, kind of like they did for Xbox Live.
Right.
And that is kind of exciting to me because that will totally broaden the Facebook platform.
Mm-hmm.
And
Beyond Farming Simulators.
Yes.
Yay. Restaurant Sims.
Make it more cool.
How is The Sims in and of itself, as you're wearing a Sims 3 shirt, how is it like that not on Facebook yet?
I don't know.
I haven't heard anything about that either. They did a Spore Islands thing, but it really had nothing to do with Spore. That was actually EA's first Facebook game.
I think they may be treading lightly as far as The Sims go, because Sims Online was such a huge failure.
Yes.
So
that was my first big review that I ever did. Like, I mean, I'd done reviews before that, but Sims Online.
What'd you give
that
it?
That was my first. I gave it. Did I give it 3 out of 5? Oh, I think I did.
Okay, that's like 7 average.
Yeah.
Yeah. Six.
I can't do math.
It's okay.
Oh yeah,
that was actually probably nicer than I should have been. But there you go.
Yeah, I think I gave it like a B plus or something for Game Now, and I think it's because I wanted to like it so much. But it was like after playing, like you play it for like a day, and you're like, oh, this is cool, this is cool, and then you realize that you know you want to build up your intelligence score, and you got to sit and play chess in real time.
Oh God!
Across from some other person that you don't know, and
right.
Probably the whole,
and there were no quests or anything. Yeah. Like you were just leveling up. You just sat there, and you were any entertainment.
It was a glorified chat room. Basically.
Yes, it was.
So that could be why they're.
And the only fun thing that the only thing I liked about The Sims 3 was watching my coworker Robert Coffey, who is an awesomely twisted sense of humor, and he would just go on and like bug the crap out of other people and to see how long he could like mess around with them till they would boot him off their property. So that was the only fun thing, was watching Robert terrorize others.
Yeah. I saw a few people do that. It was always the most entertaining thing.
Yep.
in the game, unfortunately. Okay, so that's what we're playing. So now we're going to jump into our topic of the week. There is an article currently up on IGN from our UK team. They interviewed the EA Games president, Frank Gibbo. I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
I'll just call him Frank for the time being.
Hey, Frank.
So Frank basically says that single player games are dead. Specifically, this is his quote, that EA studio heads are comfortable moving the discussion towards how we make connected gameplay, be it cooperative or multiplayer or online services, as opposed to fire and forget package goods only, single player, 25 hours and you're out. I think that model is finished.
Okay, can I just say something that not every publisher makes a single player game file and forget sort of thing. Yeah. Yes. That might be their MO.
Their problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I disagree.
Yeah, I disagree. I disagree as well.
I mean, the whole point of gaming is that there's a variety of different games and styles.
And
so
we
say that everything's going to be this one way from now on.
And we've said a billion times on this podcast how we hate when game makers throw multiplayer into a game where it
doesn't make
belong.
Sense.
Yeah. So,
and I have a feeling that's what EA is going to be doing from now on. So, yay!
That's awesome.
I'm actually so excited.
I'm trying to think of a game right now that it is only like a 25-hour single-player campaign with like no additional connection to multiplayer, online, or anything like that at this day and age.
God of War.
Fallout. Mm-hmm.
Castlevania.
Fable.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like...
Well, Fable has co-op multiplayer.
Oh, it's co-op. That's right.
But there's still, like, that's still... my favorite type of game to play, you know, Dragon Age, Mass Effect.
I want to play those games by myself. I don't really, somebody brought up a good point, I think it was in the comments, like, I play games to get away from other people.
Right, yes.
I don't play games to go interact with others. I mean, sometimes you might want to, but for the majority of the time, it's like, no, I want games that help me escape and like, like, oh, these people are normal because they're fake.
Right.
Well,
and I don't know about that. You guys, I mean, because outside of my professional life is the only place where I actually know other people to play games with. Like, nobody in my personal life is a gamer. My husband plays games occasionally, but we never play together because it's not a pretty thing. And none of my non-work-related friends play games at all. In fact, even some of my industry-related friends don't play games, but I won't call them out by name. So, yeah, like having good single player experience.
I just think there needs to be a variety. Like, if I go home one day, I'm like, I feel like being social, maybe I'll go on WoW. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? And then, but then if I'm like, oh my God, I cannot deal.
You don't even have
today,
to be social to be on WoW.
No, that's true. You can just ignore everybody. That's also true. But, you know, if you're like, no, I do absolutely not want to deal with anybody, I better have a game that I can go to that has no features, is not going to remind me that I'm online, like, with all these people.
Right.
Yeah, I think the other issue, too, is that, and that's why this guy's quote is just retarded, is that lots of these smaller games have multiplayer in them. Mm-hmm. Nobody plays it.
Right.
Like, I don't know how many games I've picked up, you know, like, oh, I want to play an online match. There's nobody playing online. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There is not enough space in
Rogue Warrior.
They're losing money on that.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, to house those servers. So they're like, multiplayer is the future. Not really. I sort of feel like that's the same viewpoint as people like MMO, oh, subscription service is the future.
Yeah.
Not really.
No. Yeah.
Because nobody can afford that, and nobody has that much time to spend in online, like, leveling up in online multiplayers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, like, no.
Yeah.
I really loved Uncharted 2's multiplayer. Mm-hmm. I played the co-op missions, not the competitive, but haven't played it in a year.
Yeah. I think that's...
I played it for a little bit when it came out, and that was it.
I think it's your style of play, too. Like, I am a single-player person. Like, that's just how I roll. Every once in a while, I will, and this is my claim to fame on multiplayer, I'll pop on and play, like, a Rainbow Six Vegas 2 with a couple people. There are people who still play that, actually, out there. Or, like, Fighters. Mm-hmm. Like, every once in a while, I'm just going to grind and play through the game and say I have it. I like local multiplayer. Like, I think...
Yes.
I find it interesting that, like, I have a hard time sometimes finding, like, games that have local multiplayer built in, which is... Kind of weird to say.
Is a bummer. Yeah, this is true, because the only games that I've ever been interested in playing multiplayer with my husband, all of them are
you have to, it's online multiplayer only.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so, like, it's like, okay, I guess we're out of luck.
One time
Isaac and I downloaded something off Xbox Live with the intent to play it together, only to find out after we downloaded it that it was online only. Mm-hmm. Multiplayer, and we're like,
that doesn't work.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, I've reviewed a couple of games recently where it's like, couldn't say much about the multiplayer.
My Sims Sky Heroes.
Oh yeah. The developers logged on one night and played with me so that I could see what it was like, but nobody was
and you reviewed it like a week after it came out, right? And it's like they spent that time and money, and it's like you could have spent those same resources in a single player game, and your sales.
And you wouldn't have the constant upkeep costs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either.
Yeah, I mean, some games just it's just not. It's multiplayer.
Even BioShock
2,
I don't think.
Yeah, I never. I haven't touched the multiplayer in BioShock 2, and I'm a BioShock fangirl, so. I mean, I was actually mad when I heard they were putting multiplayer in, because I see that as taking away time and resources from the single player.
And that's why I'm going to be furious whenever they announce Mass Effect 3 and are like, oh, it's got multiplayer. Aren't you all happy? And I'm going to be like, no. I'm really pissed off, actually. So, no, don't come over here and be like, I did you a favor when you didn't.
Yeah.
Ask me first.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know what that guy's smoking, but it must be something pretty strong. It's always funny to me that these executives seem to be so out of touch at times.
Like, with what gamers actually want.
Yeah.
Like, right.
Hello.
Right.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No, stop doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
We don't like it. But, I mean, people, I guess, still buy it. I mean, people bought BioShock 2, but I don't know that they're necessarily looking back and going, oh, wait a minute. Nobody's on these servers that are up here and running.
And nobody bought BioShock 2 because
for the
multiplayer.
No.
Right, no.
Everybody
exactly.
bought it for its single player experience.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, well. Well, we can. Well, we'll. Us here at Girl Fight, we'll keep bitching about this.
You can expect to hear more bitching later.
Yeah.
Especially when they announce. And when now EA announces a whole bunch of games that all have multiplayer tacked on that does belong there.
Yeah.
I mean, like a little tally chart in here.
Oh, totally. Every EA game, we'd be like, which one has multiplayer?
Yeah, because that's basically what he says here is that all of their studio heads are doing some sort of connected play. Now, this kind of, like, online services thing, I think is cool. So, like, you know, achievements or some other type of
or leaderboards or things like that. Like that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Fine. You know, and if that's what they're meaning by connected, then, you know, an ability to share and let people know. But yeah, like just.
But straight up like co-op and or competitive multiplayer in every game.
Right.
I don't think it needs to be there.
Yeah. And I would argue that adding social services into something does not make it non-single player either. Like, so if that's their definition of it, then, I mean, that's just kind of the way things.
Yeah. I'm sure that you're going to see Facebook Connect popping up in more games too. So, Rabbids had that, right?
Yeah, sure.
Well, that,
totally. Wait, what do you mean? Do you mean like a... Wait, sorry, explain.
You could, when you got achievements, like, you could post them on Facebook.
Got it. Yes. I thought you meant there was a Rabbids game on Facebook.
That no.
What?
You're like, what are you talking about?
Like the Dragon Age thing is what I thought you were talking about.
Got it.
Oh,
no.
Okay. Now I'm understanding.
No. Facebook Connect is kind of like, is what is called the little plugin that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they actually have a name? Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that, you know, you can.
They have that.
You can share stuff. So yeah, if you're looking at something on another site or you're playing a game or something like that, then it just lets you share stuff instantly to your feed. To your friend's feed.
Yeah. So.
Here's something to annoy your friends with.
Exactly. Yes, I always.
Every achievement you've ever received.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I guess that's all we got to say on that topic. EA, stop being stupid.
Don't turn into Activision, whatever you do.
All right. So, let's move on to questions. As always, you can send questions to IGNGirlfight@gmail.com. First question comes to us from Jay. Jay wants to know, on the topic of digital distribution, since we have that conversation, we all think that it's going to take over eventually.
Was that last week's?
No.
Oh, just a while back.
Yeah, a while ago.
I can't remember anything.
You remember, we have a huge backlog of questions.
Yeah, I know.
Like the stack you're holding is not an internet
fic. So what he wants to know, and he hasn't seen anybody address it, is when that happens, how would that affect the industry's most important time, Christmas shopping? As in, you wouldn't be able to go buy a physical.
You'd have to go give them like a points card or something. And be
or a pre-order.
Well, my intention is that you will download this specific game.
Well, I mean, that stuff is already happening with music and, I mean, for me now, books. It's...
Yeah.
I think you can gift specific stuff to people on iTunes.
I'm sure then the people will figure out a way. I'm sure there is a way.
Yeah,
to
I'm sure
it.
Xbox, Microsoft will put it in
for
there.
For certain, I can't remember. If
so you can gift actually a specific game to a person.
Can you do that on the Wii? I feel like you can.
I don't know.
I've never downloaded anything on the Wii.
Yeah, I know. I haven't turned on my Wii. Maybe I might be thinking of Direct to Drive. I could be completely insane. I have no idea. But
yeah.
I mean, it's something that'll become more common too. People will build it in.
Yeah. I mean, like, my go-to present for all of my family is a Barnes & Noble gift card.
My in-laws always give me an Amazon gift card for my birthday, and it's the perfect gift.
Yep.
I'm like, thank you.
Thanks for not trying to give me something weird.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just going with something that
you
know
I'm going
to want.
Thank you for saving me the time of finding the gift receipt and sending it back.
Yes. Especially now since I have a Kindle, and so it's like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it'll be that big of a deal. I still think it's going to be a little while before that happens, so I guess we'll see.
And people do, like, you know, the satisfaction of holding a box. Be like, oh, I bought this.
Sometimes.
Well,
but,
the night
but
before,
then I also
you just go onto someone's thing and download it for, like, buy some points and download it for them, and then you just have a little envelope under the tree. It's like, turn on your 360. Yay, look, it's there.
Well, GameStop is doing this thing.
Dana for Christmas.
Yeah.
Must sneak into house.
Well, I mean, I guess if you want something super physical.
Santa's already there.
GameStop is doing this thing where they'll put a downloadable content game or whatever on a USB key for people. That they can then gift somebody.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So. I always have need for USB keys. I lose those things left and right.
Yeah.
I've got a stack at my desk.
I'm coming by your desk after this.
Okay, so next question comes to us from David. David wants to know, David sounds like he's mad. What is the point of giving your gamer tags out via My IGN and then always appearing offline or never accepting friend requests?
My gamer tags are not on My IGN.
So you want me to take them off? That's fine. I don't get the point of being upset about that. I don't have people. I don't add friends on there because I want to save that for people I know.
Right. Yeah.
And we'll play with.
I think his point is then why do you post them up there at all?
Why not? Why can't I post them and prove that I'm a gamer and that these are my gamer tags and I like to play games?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think that's a weird thing to say. Yeah,
kind of in the same boat. Yeah. Thankfully, I don't think anyone's ever found me on my IGN yet. I can tell you what my username is, but yeah, like I even put my WoW up there. I have yet to have anyone hit me up.
But yeah, no, yeah. I've had somebody send that like a similar thing to me alone, and I was like, dude, mm-hmm. I just don't understand why you're getting mad that I'm not adding you as a friend. And my gamer tag's up there.
Maybe they don't have any friends.
I mean, maybe, but...
Yeah, I mean, I totally understand where you're coming from. Yeah. I do add people as friends, but that's just my personal preference.
Have you ever had done the two-account thing? Like, when I previously worked at a game developing company, mm-hmm. I had a work tag that I had to use when I was actually online during mm-hmm. company hours, and I did because I did it because I got a ton of friend requests when I was trolling around. And I was like, well, you know, I don't really want you. I'm not going
to. Like, you don't want me to think badly of the company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you have your list of, like, rules you can't can't do. But I'm like, when I go home at night, I work 8 hours a day with you. Mm-hmm. And I would like to play, like, 2 hours of gaming with my friends. Or, like, a lot of friends mm-hmm. lists, too, have limits that, like, I can't. Yeah. I can't add all of you. And I have half of the people that are on my friends list are actually work people I need to know and be able to find out there mm-hmm. in, like, the gaming verse. And mm-hmm. if I have space, I will totally add you. It's maybe I'm just on at different hours. Maybe I'm not on this account.
Yeah, and I just want to say the other thing about appearing offline, if I look like I'm offline, that's because I am offline.
Yeah, offline.
There are times when I don't log into a specific console for almost a month, usually because I'm playing something on the other one mm-hmm. of the other consoles.
Yeah,
so.
That happens a lot too. Yeah. Yeah, it's not like we're hiding.
Yeah,
like it's not like a function where we're like, oh, okay, we're gonna go in here and pretend we're gonna be offline.
Yeah,
no, if we're online, we're online.
Yeah, but for all you guys, like, really, my IGN is the prime place to interact with us.
Totally.
I follow a bunch of people and let anybody follow me. The only person that I know of that has blocked anybody is Jess, and that's because somebody was saying stupid stuff on her wall. So
So just don't say stupid stuff on her wall.
I haven't, like, people have said rude things to me on my wall. I'll just delete the post.
Yeah.
That's my personal I consider it my personal space, and I don't want you in it if you're gonna be a little jerk. Go to the forums, that's what they're there for. But you know, so I'll just delete it. I won't block the person unless you know they keep doing it. But
I'm there too. I had to delete a couple, but I haven't removed.
I also delete it if you're just like, please follow me, or hey everybody follow me, or something like that, where it's just clearly
those,
like,
are totally my favorites.
Yeah,
it's like my newsfeed phishing scam.
We don't need this. I'll follow you if you say something interesting. Yeah.
Alrighty, next question comes to us from Andrew. Andrew wants to know what each of our favorite Tim Schafer games are.
Grim Fandango.
Oh, that's a great game. I had to think about
that. No, I don't actually have an answer because I honestly haven't played very many of his games. I haven't played Grim Fandango.
Grim Fandango's amazing. I keep waiting for LucasArts put that out. I used to campaign for it to be put out as a PSP game, and now
it's on goodoldgames.com.
Is it on Good Old Games? Yeah, you should totally download it then and do it. People should.
I would.
I want them to Monkey Island.
Right now, they only have it available for PCs, and I have a Mac. So that's why I can't play it. Makes me sad inside.
You could do it on your work PC.
Yeah, that thing barely works right now. So
it's an old game. Yeah. Yeah, no, I have, but it's an old, old game.
I guess
game.
I could. I have
the download is probably like 10 megabytes. And you're gonna be like,
it's just one of those things where, like, my computer's really sensitive, so I'm always afraid of downloading anything onto it.
Fine,
But I could do it on the Alienware. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Grim
Fandango's awesome, but I want them to do with Grim Fandango what they did for Monkey Island.
Yes, that would be nice.
Yeah.
On a total random note, I have a great Grim Fandango cookie recipe.
Really?
I will pass it on to you.